In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Before I speak, I would like to thank our beloved Father, Abuna Yunan, for his love and his service, and also for inviting me tonight to take that great blessing to be among you. It is a blessed revival he used, and he is, and he will, provided to us every year through the intercession of our holy and the blessed Mother Saint Mary. And also would like to pray to our Heavenly Father to keep His Holiness Pope Shenouda for us for so many peaceful years, and to give him the health and the power to lead the church and to bless us for so many years to come, and also to bless our beloved Bishop Amba Yusuf, who is shepherding us through the Holy Spirit. And also, I would like to congratulate all the servants, all Sunday school, whom performed these wonderful songs and hymns to us. Today, in God's will, I would like to speak, as Abuna Yunan told me, about the service of Saint Mary through the love. You know, service and love are related to each other. You cannot separate the service from love, the true love, the pure love, and you cannot separate the love from service. If you love God through love, you will serve God through His children and brethren. If you love God truly, faithful love, automatically you offer service to everyone, even for the enemies. And I want to remind you, when Jesus, our Lord, told Simon Peter, son of Jonah, "Do you love me more than this?" Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Then Jesus answered him and said, "Feed my lambs." And he asked him the same question once again. And after Simon Peter said, "Yes, Lord, I love you," Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." And for the third time, he asked him the same question. And Simon Peter got grieved, but he answered, said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Then Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." So love and service are related to each other. If you are serving in Sunday school, you cannot serve your children, your class, unless you love them and care about them and tend them, take care of them, protect them through love. And you, if you are a mom in a home, you cannot serve your children unless you love them. And every mother loves their children and cares about them without exception. Even if the kids are mean to their mom, still through love, she takes care of them. She may spend nights and nights and painful nights for protecting and taking care and shepherding their children. And if a husband loves his wife, he will serve her, he will take care of her. Love is essential. Love is very important because it is the base, the very important base for the Christianity, for us as a believer. Love can lead you to do everything in Jesus Christ. And most important, to serve through love. Saint Mary, when she was 3 years old, they took her to the altar, her parents. And she stayed in the altar for a few years until the age came to let her leave the altar. and Joseph the carpenter took care of her. During that time, she used to serve. You may ask, a little girl, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, serve? Yes. Do you know what she used to do? Any food they give it to her to eat, she used to keep it. Then she feeds the hunger, the needy, the poor. When they come, she offers that food, what they give it to her, for the others. And God said, if you feed my brethren whom their hunger, exactly as you did that with me. If somebody is thirsty and you offer a glass of water for him, exactly as you did it with Jesus himself. So when she was 3 years old, or 4, or 5, or 6, she used to serve. Why? Because the love of God was in her heart. God, our Lord Jesus Christ, her son, the source of love, Saint Mary is his mother. So she is full of love, full of service. And the archangel came, proclaimed the birth of Jesus Christ from her, and told her, Elizabeth, your relative, she also conceived a son in her womb. She said, I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word. أنا خدامة للرب. Let it be according to your word. She used to serve all the disciples. They consider her a mom, a holy mother, takes care of them, helping them, praying on their behalf before God the Almighty. They considered her a wonderful mother, taking care of them anywhere, anytime. And all of us, without exception, needs a merciful mother, a compassionate mother, a loving mother, offering love, offering service, offering mercy, offering every good thing. The mother is a source of love and care and sacrifice. When I say sacrifice, means service. All of us have a mother or had a mother. And God keeps every mother in health and gives them peaceful years to live. And everybody of us remember the selves and the love of his mom. And we, as a believers, consider Saint Mary our holy mother. And she comes right away to serve through love, without exceptions. Even the non-believers, when we ask her to come to bless or to serve, she comes, because she is the mother of the whole world, and she intercedes on our behalf. Why Saint Mary is a good servant through love? I will talk to you about some of the blessing gifts what Saint Mary has, and she has more than that. But little bit I will talk about, and it may help us when we serve. Because to serve God, it is very important, and you must. And before I talk about the blessings of the selves, what the blessing God made Saint Mary a good servant, a blessed servant, a loving servant, I will read to you some verses from the book of Deuteronomy to see how important is the service. You need to serve God. You say you love God, you need to serve Him. And when you serve the others, His children, His brethren, it means you are serving God Himself. He said, because you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and the gladness of heart for the abundance of everything, therefore, you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you in hunger and thirst, in nakedness, and in need for everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. It is in the book of Deuteronomy. You don't serve God, God will let your enemies let you suffer in thirst and in hunger. They put yoke of iron in your neck, make you like a slave. But once you serve God through love, as Saint Mary did, God will open for you the gate of all the gifts and all the blessings. It is an honor to serve God. You may say, I'm not Sunday school servant, I don't know how to speak, or I don't know how to say a sermon, or to talk about Jesus. You may serve God through your deeds, your behavior. You don't have to preach the gospel. Saint Mary did not talk much, but she is an open Bible. You can serve God through your deeds and your behavior, your honesty. You can serve God through your love. When you love everyone without exception, you are serving God. Who made Saint Mary a good servant, a loving servant? What she has? What let her be a loving servant, serving everyone through love? You know why? Because she served God from her heart. And God looks upon the heart, not the eyes. We look always to the eyes. You look to the eyes of somebody and he knows what he's going to say, what is inside his heart. And his eyes may fool you. His eyes may fool you. Somebody is in anger, you meet him, and you say, he's an angry person, but maybe it was just something temporary. Something was bothering him, and in that time, he looked to him, and he is saying that about him. He's always angry. So his eyes, the anger eyes, fooled you. But God looks to the heart. And everybody knows the heart of Saint Mary, the Holy Mother, is a pure heart, comforted heart. They say about Saint Anthony, who was in deep trouble or deep sadness. When he looks to Saint Anthony, he feels comforted, feels peace. How about Saint Mary? How about Saint Mary, the merciful, the compassionate mother, the holy mother? She served God with her heart. Behold, I am the maidservant of the Lord. Ana khaddamat al-Rabb. Saint Mary, through her love, served everybody with simplicity. Fasatat al-alb. She was simple. She did not make the life complicated. She is the service and the love and the care for everyone. Some servants, they serve and make the life hard, not practical. And some servants whom they serve, they make the life easy for everyone. They make everyone love Jesus, not scared from him. Some servant, when they serve us and you hear them, you make you go crazy with the love of Jesus. I'm sorry, I don't mean crazy, means crazy. No, it means you are in full love with God. And some else let you fear God, be scared from him. The way they talk, the way they deal, if they are simple people, have pure heart, it will have big impact for the others and will gather a lot to the kingdom of God, as Saint Mary did. Also, Saint Mary was a humble person. Through humbleness, she served everyone. So the service to be effective, if there is love in the service, there is also humbleness. Some we want to serve, but we hurt the feeling of them. Some we want to help, but the way we help, it may cause trouble to their souls, and we don't know about it. We think that we are serving. We think that we are doing good way, good service, but indeed it may hurt, it may bother, it may destroy, not together. Why? Because maybe it is far from humbleness. But when we serve with humbleness, we gain and we win. Saint Mary, as the Bible says, she said, I am the maid servant. خدامة ربنا. شوف التواضع دي بتاع ست العذراء. Also Saint Mary, what made her a loving servant? She lived in holiness and righteousness. Holiness, we call her the pure Saint Mary, the mother of God. She's holy. And because she is holy, she is served through love. When the Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross and they criticized him, if you are God, come down from the cross. You save too many and you are not going to save yourself. Saint Mary was there and she heard this hard words. She heard when they criticized the Lord. But she did not get upset or mad. Why? Because of love. Because she knows what his love is. She did not ask the Lord Jesus Christ to destroy them or to burn them. But she kept that in her heart because of the love and the humbleness. That's why she's a high servant. We cannot express or give her the word what she deserves in her service and her love. Also, she used to serve God without a stop, day and night. Service has no season. You may say, I'm in the summer now, I want to serve God. After the school starts, or the work starts, or after I become busy once again, I cannot serve God. So service has no season. Should be always, day and night. As long as the love does not stop, service will, no, will never stop. As long as you love, you should serve also. And I want you to serve your home first. Your home first. When the Lord sent his disciples, say, go and serve Jerusalem first. Serve your home first through love. Serve your wife. Serve your husband. Serve your children without complaining. Because complaining will reject. Because love will reject the complaining. You love, you will serve, as the Lord did with us, and washed the feet of his disciples, and as Saint Mary did, and she is doing that. Why Saint Mary is a good servant through love? She has a good and pure conscience. We may change our conscience, and may our conscience fool us, and we feel it is from God. In so many situations, your conscience fools you, and you feel it's the voice of God, but it's not the voice of God. So when you have that pure conscience, it will help you in service. In serving, as Saint Mary had that always. I want to give you verses from the Holy Bible to confirm what I'm saying. When I said Saint Mary served God from her heart, and we also should serve God from our hearts based on the love. In the Epistle of the Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 6, Saint Paul said, not with eye serves as men, believers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, doing the will of God from the heart, or doing the service of God from heart. Not to please the eyes, but to please God himself. Saint Mary did not look for the people. She did not serve the people because she wanted the reward from the people, but she served God himself through his children or brethren. Also, when I said service should be through humbleness, and humbleness come from love, in the book of the Acts said, St. Luke said, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears. Serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears. What do you mean serving God with many tears? What that mean? Tears is a symbol for tenderness, for mercy. When you pray before God and you have some tears, it means you are submitting yourself totally to God. When serving people and the other with tears, many tears, means you are praying for them. You are submitting yourself to them. You are not above them, but under them. To have that heart, good heart, to have that humbleness, to have that holiness and righteousness in the selves. And we should do that, to be exactly as Saint Mary, whom she is serving and serving always. Also serves. Saint Mary did all that with joy. Saint Mary served all that wonderful service with joy. In the Psalm 100, verse 2, the book of Psalms said, serve the Lord with gladness. serve the Lord with gladness. When you serve the Lord with gladness, you will never feel tired or upset. When you serve God with joy, the joy will reflect on the others, and your love will reflect on the others. You will bless the others, and will feel your blessings. But what is the use if you serve and you are not happy or glad? Also will reflect in the others. Saint Mary was a comforted mother to everyone, was a loving mother to everyone, serving everyone till this moment and forever until the second coming of Jesus. We ask here for the intercession, for the blessing, and we're asking here to bless us always and to teach us how to serve through love. She's a good model. She's a good example. We ask her intercession to bless us this holy night and to teach us how to serve through love. And the glory to the Holy Trinity now and forever. Amen.